Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There were no new cases of yellow fever reported in Brazil last month. That's a change from earlier this year when the country reported more than 700 cases, including those near megacities such as Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. Now, over the past several months, Brazilians have seen vaccine shortages, fear-inducing news coverage, and the slaughter of monkeys that can carry the virus. While the break in disease reportings is surely a good sign, scientists still fear a resurgence, especially as Brazil enters its summer months, and they've been researching desperately to help avoid the worst. Writer Sam Keen followed the trail of yellow fever for Science magazine. Hi there, Sam.
Hello.
Well, first of all, remind us about yellow fever itself, what the virus is and how it affects people.
So it's an old disease. It's been around for a very long time, and it induces some pretty horrific symptoms in people. Most people who catch it just end up with a general fever, malaise, kind of your typical infection. But a small percentage of them, around 15%, come down with some pretty bad symptoms. The most noticeable one is that they start bleeding from different orifices, especially on their face, and they also tend to turn yellow, their skin, and some of them also start to vomit up black substances, blood, things like that. So it can get pretty violent pretty quickly, and about half of the people who come down with the terrible form of the disease end up dying from it.
Wow, so awful, to put it in not too many words.
Yeah.
What has caused this resurgence or this outbreak of yellow fever in Brazil?
No one quite knows what caused the most recent outbreak, other than probably just bad luck, but there are some ideas about what must have happened. Yellow fever is endemic in Brazil, especially in the interior, and nowadays there's a lot more people going from large cities into the interior, usually miners, loggers, people like that, and because of modern transportation, they can get back to the cities very quickly nowadays. So the best guess is that someone went into one of these areas, was unlucky, caught yellow fever, brought it back closer to a major population center, and then it started to spread from there through mosquitoes.
Okay. Well, you have been traveling through the forest with researchers who are capturing monkeys and mosquitoes. What are they looking for?
They're looking for a couple of things. With the mosquitoes, that is what is spreading the disease. Yeah. So they're trying to figure out exactly what species are carrying it, where they're active, and when they are biting people, how they're spreading it exactly. So mosquitoes, stopping mosquitoes, understanding them is really the key to the disease. Monkeys, what they're looking for when they go out for monkeys is they're trying to find cases of yellow fever among certain species of monkeys. Monkeys are actually even more susceptible to yellow fever in a lot of cases than human beings are. So they act as what's called a sentinel in that once you start seeing cases of monkeys coming down with yellow fever, they know that there's a good chance people are going to start coming down with it as well. So they're looking for cases of yellow fever among the monkeys to try to warn them that the disease is coming.
But in the introduction to this conversation, we talked about the slaughter of monkeys in Brazil. What's happening there?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's some confusion about the idea that monkeys are spreading the disease, that monkeys are giving them the disease sometimes, especially out in places where they've cleared the jungle and built homes and things like that. What the truth is that it's mosquitoes that are biting the monkeys, getting the disease, sucking up the virus from the monkeys, and then spreading it to human beings after that.
Right.
So there's some confusion there about what exactly is going on. But, you know, people are scared. They see other people dying, and they sometimes go out and attack the monkeys, unfortunately.
So once again, mosquitoes are the key vector here, just as they are in other diseases, malaria, Zika. I mean, is mosquito control getting better in Brazil? Is that even possible?
Yeah, there is some mosquito control, but the problem is that, you know, you'd have to wipe out so many mosquitoes and go so deep into the jungle here that it's going to be basically impossible to eradicate yellow fever. The best idea is basically to control it with vaccines. And thankfully, we do have a very, very good, well-established vaccine, one of the older vaccines in the armament we have for diseases. But it's been hard to convince a lot of people in Brazil to get that vaccine because in a lot of cases, people didn't consider themselves at risk, especially along the eastern coast where most people live.
Okay, so education then, a key component there. Is there enough vaccine if those folks ended up saying, yes, I want it?
That is a worry, too, because vaccine manufacturers have been struggling to produce enough of it. There's only four places around the world that make the vaccine for various reasons. One of them is that there's just not much profit in it. Once people get a yellow fever vaccine, it's probably good for life. And at most, you need one or two boosters after that. So you don't need it very often. And people just don't make a lot of money off it when they're producing it. So only a few places make it. And they don't like the market for it either because there's a low-level need for it in most places most years. Then there's a huge spike in production whenever there's an outbreak. So it's uncertain for them. They don't like dealing with it. And as a result, when there is a big demand for it, they struggle sometimes to make enough vaccine for people.
Meaning what right now for Brazil?
Well, Brazil, there is a place down there that does make it. They're called Fiocruz, the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation. And they did, unfortunately, have to stop production of other vaccines they make, like the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, in order to produce enough yellow fever. And even then, in a couple places in Brazil, they did run short of vaccines. In one case, a monkey died in a public park there. There were sort of some lurid media stories. There was a bit of a panic. People rushed the vaccine clinics, thousands of people coming, and they ran short of vaccines in some cases.
Wow. Well, Sam Keen's article on the trail of yellow fever appears in Science Magazine. We'll get a link to that at our website, hereandnow.org. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.